Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eli! My man! Let's go!
Make me a bicycle, clown!
I heard there was a VIP at the Wolves game on Sunday. Someone who's a big fan of the Las Vegas Knights and just happened to be in Chicago at an expo this weekend. So she made her way over to go see the Wolves. I'll let you guess who it was. But she's very famous in certain circles. Not you, Herbie. I don't want you guessing. Mess up the whole thing. All I'll say is that her first name is the name of a major city in the Southwest. And then you can just, you'll figure it out. By the way, this is a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, which is brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com.
Tucson?
Close. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until Bulls basketball tonight. So we got to talk about the Bears. That's what we're talking about tonight. That's what we're doing. I want to get your thoughts on yesterday's game. I'd like to share mine as well. The phone number is 312-644-6767. If you'd like to text the show, you can do that as well at 67011. You can hit me up on Twitter at Lawrence W. Holmes. Same place you can find me on Instagram. I got some good stuff from the gram from yesterday's show on NBC Sports Chicago and from going to Soldier Field, which is where I'd like to start the conversation today with you about the Bears. So I'm in my car yesterday. The way that it works is our pregame show, what we call the warm-up, is only 15 minutes long. It's at 11:45. Now, I like to get there early because I'm weird. I like to feel the room out. I like to talk with the crew. I like to figure out some of the things that we're going to touch on when we talk with the producers. But yesterday, I left the house a little early. So I left a little bit before 10 o'clock. And I'm driving and I go, you know, there's enough time for me to go to Soldier Field first and then head over to NBC Sports Chicago. I was compelled yesterday to go over there because I wanted to feel the vibe at Soldier Field yesterday. Like, in my mind, yesterday's game was a big game. Now, the Bears had control of it from the word go. But going into it, it's a big game. It's a division game. This is a team that had lost 10 division games in a row. This is a team that's, what, lost 9 out of 10 to the Lions before yesterday. So with them being at 5-3 and having the chance to have first place all to themselves before the Vikings game, it felt big. And I'm really glad that I went. Now, I wasn't able to stay for a long time because I had to hustle and get out of the parking lot. By the way, shout out to everyone at the Waldron deck, all the employees, that because I told them, I was like, look, I got to go. And they helped me get out of the parking lot. So I'm like the only person leaving Soldier Field as everyone is starting to kind of leave their tailgate and everything. So it was a bit of a mess. So I thank all the fans that were nice and Bears people there at the Waldron deck for helping me get out of there. It was cool. It was cool to walk up and down the aisles, to walk in and hear people talking about the possibility of the Bears being more than just, well, maybe they have a chance. Maybe they sneak into the playoffs. I actually think that we're now at a place where, you know how each game or each week we've been going, okay, well, we can raise the level of expectation a little bit. I think that the Bears are at a place now where you can raise the level of expectation to win the division. And if they win on Sunday, not to go too far ahead, but if they win on Sunday, now you can start talking about, can they be the two seed? Is that a legitimate conversation to then begin having with a team that's 7-3 if they were to win? I still think that Minnesota is a little bit better than them, but that offense can play with anybody. We'll see if Minnesota's defense is, that's what's kind of exciting about this. Because you have four really good units that are going to be on the field. Bears offense versus Vikings defense. Vikings offense versus Bears defense. Maybe special teams will be the thing that turns the game. You better get that corrected. We have to talk about the Cody Parkey thing, but I'm going to try and delay it as much as possible. Because I know that you've got your Bears high on, and I'm here for it. I'm here to take your phone calls on it. I'm here to talk about your raised expectations now. What a difference Allen Robinson and Khalil Mack make. You can now retroactively, and I was one of the critics of the Cameron Meredith just like thing because here's why I felt like they didn't get it right functionally. Like that was my issue. Not that they had wanted to move on from Cam Meredith, just that it seemed a little clunky. But you can now make the argument that Ryan Pace had the best offseason of any general manager in the NFL. When you look at everything, hiring the coach, I am very much a believer in Matt Nagy. And I don't ordinarily jump out early on stuff like this. I think it's unwise and foolhardy sometimes to pound your chest and jump out on things like this. But that guy is the goods. I did have an issue with something he said yesterday, which we'll get to a little bit later on. That offense is cooking. Guys are just open. You don't know what to do if you're a defense. Who are you taking away? It's very well-rounded. You can take Allen Robinson away. Okay. Taylor Gabriel's having a monster year. The only real issue with the Bears offense is your run game's bad. It's just bad. Dan Pompey, I saw him pose a really interesting question. Is the run game bad because the Bears aren't working on it, or are they not working on it because they know the run game's bad? Here's the other, you might not need it. You might not need a run game. I will say, though, that there's a third and one or a fourth and one where you just got to have it. People going to get real mad if you do the little pop pass thing and then you don't get the yard. Instead of lining it up with Michael Burton as a fullback and giving it to Jordan Howard, here you go, 22 lead. Let's get that yard. But it was... Here's how bad the Bears' run game was yesterday. They ran the ball 22 times for 54 yards. They averaged 2.5 yards per carry yesterday. That has got to get fixed, I think. But I could be wrong. The NFL is different now. You might be able to roll deep into the playoffs without having any real run game to speak of. Without being able to push people off the ball because you've got a head coach who's creative enough to make stuff happen for your offense. He's scheming guys open. And even when he's not scheming guys open, Mitch is making plays. I thought Mitchell Trubisky played his best game as a pro yesterday. You know me, throw that Tampa Bay game out because Tampa Bay's trash. And Detroit's defense without Darius Slay is not much better than trash, but they're better. But the ball was where it needed to be. He made incredible decisions. And some of the decisions that he made were to not leave the pocket yesterday. there were those moments where he was like, oh, I'm going to leave. And he's like, nope, I'm going to throw the ball to Trey Burton. And he's going to pick up 15 yards. One of the three times that he did leave the pocket was huge. The third down call in the fourth quarter, when the game was still a two-possession game because your field goal kicker can't make extra points or field goals, that scramble to get the first down on third down was absolutely huge. And it's those type of moments and decisions that he's making that make you feel more comfortable that they may have picked the right guy. I'm more comfortable telling you that they have the coach than they are the QB, but the QB played great yesterday. Not good, great. So to me, it's throw out the high and throw out the low. Throw out the Tampa Bay game, throw out the Buffalo game. And what you've got is a pretty good quarterback so far this year. This segment being brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team. Another year stuck paying your timeshare's annual maintenance fees? If your timeshare is no longer working for you and you need out, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-915-EXIT. That's 844-915-EXIT. Or visit timeshareexitteam.com. How good is the Bears offense? Well, Olin Kreutz was on Mully and Haw today. And let me just give you a little bit of context here. I know that Olin is now a talk show host. He gets paid to talk for a long time on the radio. I don't know if I have ever heard Olin Kreutz talk for 2 minutes straight about anything. Olin is usually pretty quick about making his point. He doesn't need a lot of time to make his point. Listen to Olin, dare I say, gush about what they're doing on offense and where Trubisky is at in his development.
What a lot of people don't realize what Tom Brady and Drew Brees and guys of that nature are doing a lot of times is they're recognizing blitzes, they're recognizing mismatches, they're recognizing where they can get their lineman who has the hard matchup some help. Now, I'm not saying Mitch is there yet by any means, but yesterday you saw him take a big step, like we just talked about in the first time I was talking about him directing the whole offense, him running a no-huddle offense, him in total control of where the protection is going to go, the matchups he wants. You put Allen Robinson on the field, and they don't have Slay, and they can't match up with him, and they try to play man on him. Well, that's a bad decision. Miller, I heard you guys earlier talking about him running free. Well, a lot of that is his route running. That kid is very, very good. He plays with a chip on his shoulder, which I enjoy to watch. Mitch has a lot of, they put that, I can't remember his name now. Maybe you guys can help me out. They put 33 on the field.
Mizell?
Mizell, yes. They put Tariq Cohen in the slot. They run a rough route with Tariq Cohen. And look, guys, if I'm the defense corner, you're the defense corner. Name all the weapons the Bears have and then tell me what matchup you want there, especially if you don't have your starting quarterback. Their best pass rusher is not, at full strength. They only play like 10 plays, Ezekiel Ansah. So they can't get to the quarterback. They're trying to play man coverage, but you try to play man coverage, it's Tariq Cohen against Miller, against Robinson, against Gabriel. And then now you got a quarterback who's reading the field, seeing the field. And one thing you got to give these guys credit for, the offensive staff, if they're only talking about Coach Nagy, that means you're doing your job.
Here's the thing about Ola. He is a serious man that suffers no fools. That was Olin Kreutz being so happy about the Bears offense. If that doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what will. The most serious Bears dude is excited about what he sees. A guy that is not going to sugarcoat anything is excited about what he's seeing. That is pretty awesome. 312-644-6767 is the number if you'd like to jump in and be a part of the conversation. Let's talk Bears. We'll do it next here on The Score.
Robinson one-on-one on the near side.
Here's the snap to Trubisky. Nice clean pocket going deep for Allen Robinson. Over the shoulder. Making it a catch. Touchdown. Touchdown Bears. What a throw by Mitch Trubisky. 12-0. Bears lead the Lions.
Highlight courtesy of our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer on the call. It wasn't all perfect yesterday, and I'm going to get to your phone calls in a minute. One of the things we have to talk about, even as we talk about a 6-3 team that's in first place on the line next week against the Vikings. By the way, I am amazed at how many Debbie Downers there are on the text lines. It's really interesting, Eli, like if you present a positive look at the data, there's the, hey, well, hold your horses there. They haven't played anybody. This isn't college football. Your schedule is your schedule. If you get 9 or 10 wins, it doesn't matter who those 9 or 10 wins were against. You're going to go to the playoffs. Unless you're loving it in last year and then you get fired. But pump the brakes, L. This is the type of text I'm getting now. Now imagine if that was my rhetoric today. That the Bears aren't that good and they only beat the Lions. Imagine the pushback that I would get. And since we've made this left turn into negative town, let's talk about the field goal kicker.
Snap and placement. O'Donnell has it down and Parkey lifts it in the air. Hits the upright. It is no good. Hit the upright on the right pole. Wow. The missed extra point by Cody Parkey. I believe that is his first miss on an extra point this year. The extra point by Parkey hits the left upright. No good. His second one today is hit the upright. So what should be 21-0 is 19-0 Bears. 41-yard try out of the hole to Pat O'Donnell on the left hash. Snap placement. Here's the kick. It is up, and the kick hits the right upright. It is no good. It is a bad day at the office right now for Cody Parkey. Snap placement made. Off the left hash, Cody Parker's kick is up. He hits the right upright again. Unbelievable. It's like a magnet. Four misses today. Inside of 40, he had made 38 in a row since a miss in December of 14.
Eli, can I hear the last one again? Just the beginning where you can hear the anger in Tom Thayer's voice.
Snap, placement made. Off the left hash, Cody Parker's kick is up. He hits the right upright. Snap, placement made. Off the left hash, Cody Parker's kick is up. He hits the right.
Oh, that's so great. That is, I mean, it's terrible because he missed extra points and field goals, but I thought it was great. Wonderful stuff there. Highlights courtesy of our sister station, WBBM, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. We'll let you hear from the head coach about the kicking situation in just a minute. Let's go out to Park Ridge and talk with Bob. Hey, Bob, you're on the score.
Hey, Lawrence, thanks. I think the Bears' offense is outstanding, and I was just want to ask you what you think about this. Trubisky carrying the ball. I thought I saw some times in the beginning of the game where, like, Trubisky's, like, reading the defensive end and he's handing the ball to Howard. And if he keeps it, boy, he's gone around the corner. It was, like, wide open, like, two or three times. Do you think that they are against Trubisky keeping the ball on a read play?
Or? No. They're fine with him running. What games you been watching? They would prefer that he win from the pocket, but they know that his legs are an asset. That Thayer is so funny. Eli, can I hear it one more time? Just once more. I won't bother.
Snap, you. Placement made. Off the left hash, Cody Parker's kick is up. He hits the right upright up. Snap, placement made. Off the left hash, Cody Parker's kick is up. He hits the right upright again.
His heart is so broken. I feel for him. Plainfield and Dan. Hey, Dan, you're on the score.
Hey, Lawrence. I just wanted to bring up a point you made earlier about Ryan Pace's offseason, about, you know, being the best. And there was two points that I wanted to make kind of in the against that. And the first one, actually, you've just been talking about is
the kicking.
Is Coach Parkey. But the second one, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this, not being able to get Roquan Smith into training camp earlier, don't you think if he would have played the whole game and been at game speed and knew the defense in that Green Bay game, that second half may have turned out a little different?
Maybe it turns out a little bit different because the guy is great at running and rallying to the ball. I don't know if I want to kill Ryan Pace for that. I think that you had a legitimate stalemate with a player that wanted to be careful about what his contract was. I guess if that's the thing that keeps you from making Ryan Pace the executive of the year, so be it. I don't think I'm willing to go that far down the rabbit hole with you, but I do appreciate the point. But we should talk about the $9 million that they gave Cody Parkey. Kicker seems to be something that Ryan Pace doesn't do very well. I was shocked yesterday when Nagy was like, oh, there's a 0% chance that we're going to bring in someone else. I was like, ooh. First of all, I was like, is that your call? Because I feel like that's not your call. I feel like that's Ryan Pace's call. And I feel like he should have kickers up there tomorrow. Don't be surprised if you get some, oh, well, you know, the Bears tried out a couple kickers. I feel like he should, I'm not saying that you necessarily have to get him out of town, but he should have to win his job back. So, yes, Herbie?
You should have kickers there every Tuesday.
I agree. It's a real easy thing to do. So the head coach had some thoughts on this. Cooler heads prevail. He was cool yesterday about it. You could tell that he didn't like the laughy stuff coming to the sidelines. But here's what Nagy said about dealing with Parkey.
The thing that you always go back to is that everybody in this room has had a bad day. We've all had those. And so he wasn't having a good day yesterday. There is a balance of being able to show trust to, hey, get back out there, kick one and make it, and get back on track. And it didn't happen yesterday. Cody understands that. So when we go for two there at the end, he understands. There's a balance. But I just truly believe in being honest. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything, and he wouldn't want that from me. So we'll have our own conversations and keep it between us, but I'll always handle it as best as I can for the team and for him, and then just stick with my gut.
The nature of his job as a kicker.
Yeah.
Can he get your trust back during the week, or do you need to see him make stuff in games?
Well, it starts during the week, but in the game, you know, ultimately those are the ones that really count. It's just like throwing interceptions in practice. They don't count. The ones in the game count. So when he's out there kicking, that's how you gain it back. And he's at a point right now where he knows that how important these, especially as we get going on into the season here, the end of this regular season, these are huge now. You got to make them, and it's just too important. They're too crucial. You go back to a few weeks ago when Mason Crosby missed a few, for Green Bay, and then next week he ended up kicking a game winner, and it's just a crazy cycle, and then it's just a matter of your patience that you have with it. And fortunately for us yesterday, we did have the lead, but I think in these situations, as long as you're authentic, you're real with each other. But now he also needs to take the next step of trying to figure out how he can get better, and we'll go ahead and do that.
If I can make a slight objection to Matt Nagy, I'll put the collective body of work of Mason Crosby up against the collective body of work of Cody Parkey. I'll go ahead and do that. I'll also go ahead and say the guy vouching for Mason Crosby, I trust him too in Aaron Rodgers. I think that's a rough comparison to make for Cody Parkey. I'm not saying that they should cut him. I'm just saying that I personally don't think you're doing your job if you don't bring people in here to see if you might have a better shot. You don't want to lose this game because he misses a kick. All that goodwill that you've built up over 10 weeks, it will be out the window if the Bears lose to the Vikings by a field goal that he misses. Hey, Brendan, you're on the Score.
Hey, Lawrence. Last night I actually was listening to your podcast, and you brought up something interesting about the defense and how to play with more of a ferociousness and really going after takeaways. Obviously, that wasn't happening the last few years. But I really think that, you know, one, the importance of Vic Fangio coming back and having the defense as a whole, like, retained from the last few years, really the only two new starters were Khalil Mack and Roquan Smith. But the fact that that unit has been playing together for the last 2 years, having Fangio now in his fourth year, I think finally they're playing, they know the schemes, they're playing confidently together, they know each other's tendencies, and they really just understand where to go with the ball or where the ball is. So I just think the continuity of the defense, having all the starters back and just really having Fangio back, is really up the level with the takeaways this year.
I appreciate the phone call, and thank you so much for listening to the House of L podcast. I try to get that pod out as quickly as I can after all of my duties are done over at NBC Sports Chicago. I would just add that to me, having Khalil Mack gives you a level of confidence that the ball's coming out. The quarterback, the ball is coming out. Because if not, Khalil Mack's going to eat your face. I also think that you have Eddie Jackson, who clearly is a ball hawk. Like, he gets downhill. It might end up costing you at some point. But I think he's going to win more than he loses on taking the risk of, as defensive coaches were saying, shooting his gun and getting to the ball carrier or where he thinks the ball is going to be. Kyle Fuller's just playing good ball, too. We probably don't talk about him because he's not getting burnt. But all those guys can play with more confidence because there's a pass rush right now. You got the baddest man on the planet. Teams are terrified. Look what the Lions tried to do. And he still got to the quarterback twice. He is such a fun player. Whoa, geez. Someone texted in and said it reminds them of the 06 team. I will tell you, working with two members of the 06 team, they don't like that. Where I'm at with this is, I think that the Bears are pretty good, but relative to the league, relative to the NFC, they're in a different place than that 06 team was. It was pretty clear the Bears were the best team in the NFC then. It's not clear now. Not that the Bears aren't in the mix, but obviously the Rams and the Saints are kind of above just about everybody. Plainfield and Ron. Hey, Ron, you're on the Score.
Hey, Lawrence. Hey, I wanted to find out if you could provide maybe a little bit more in-depth about the offensive line, because apparently that they seem like they're doing really well. And also wanted to get specifically your thoughts on what the Bears' future is for Kyle Long this year and maybe next year, because I don't know what his contract situation is or whatnot.
Well, he's under contract. I'm curious on whether or not he going to be a member of this team going forward. It stinks because you can see how good he is, but Lance said it yesterday. And well, actually, Alex said it yesterday. It's kind of like Mike Brown, where you know he's a great player, but if he's not on the field, it hurts. It really, really hurts. Built Ford Tough Bears Monday is brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And the bottom of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Coach Collins and the Cats return to the new Welsh Ryan Arena on Friday as they host Binghamton. Get there early as ESPN's Pardon the Interruption will be taping live from 3:15 to 4:15. For more information, visit nusports.com. Eli, I'm going to ask you to stop the music just because I wanted to celebrate Stan Lee. So that's how I'll say goodbye tonight, by celebrating Stan Lee.
Marvel has always been and always will be a reflection of the world right outside our window. That world may change and evolve, but the one thing that will never change is the way we tell our stories of heroism. those stories have room for everyone, regardless of their race, gender, religion, or color of their skin. The only things we don't have room for are hatred, intolerance, and bigotry. That man next to you, he's your brother. That woman over there, she's your sister. And that kid walking by, hey, who knows? He may have the proportionate strength of a spider. We're all part of one big family, the human family, and we all come together in the body of Marvel.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.